greatness. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053. 353-5053, harbinlumber.com. Harbin Lumber, full-service lumber yard. Let's say you're new to the business, you're starting your business, or let's say you work for a contractor and you really hadn't had this before. You got a new job with a contractor and your builder or whatever, and you don't know anything about this, how this works. This is easy. This is simple. There's a lot of competition out there. But this full-service lumber yard, every single delivery in full, on time, every single time. Let them team with you, work with you. They want to make you more efficient with your time, more efficient with your money, your bottom line. They love doing this. It's our great friends at Harbin Lumber. Here's what I'm telling you about Harbin Lumber. They're going to wow you. Give them a small job. Let them earn more of your business. I love Harbin Lumber. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053. In this segment, Mr. Or 24, I want to talk more about the student tickets. I have some Heisman odds I want to get to. I want to talk about the David Scarra stuff. But I want to begin with one little golf note. Bubba Watson won this past weekend, right?
For the third time at that event, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. Here are some of the drives he hit. 321, 322, 324, 324, 326, 327, 330, 331, 336, 341, 348, 356, 362, and the final drive of the tournament, he hit 366.
Goodness gracious.
Old boy's letting it fly. He plays golf like no one's ever played the game before. The way he shapes his ball, just throws his hand. It's all hands and all. It was feet going all over the place, flying around like Fred Astaire. And I always say he needs taps on his shoes rather than spikes because he looks like he's tap dancing everywhere. The ball's going everywhere and he just hits it a mile.
Are you a Bubba fan?
No. No one is. There's not a Bubba fan in the world, including his... No, I'm just kidding. No, not at all. Bubba's a different character. Not at all. All right, on the student attendance thing, let me get some tweets or some texts. Text, overall game attendance is down because TV product filming has gotten so good. I agree with that. And it's easier to stay at home, cool, and less expensive.
That's a national problem, too. That's not just a Clemson right. problem.
Clemson attendance is not a problem. Clemson student attendance is. Bishopville Tiger over to PD says, I graduated in 2015 and can remember camping out days to get tickets for the Georgia game. Kids are different. Other one said, let the kids camp out. They're waiting in line. We touched on this on Friday. The issue here is it's not necessarily the kids. Student government was presented this idea that you can still camp out. And they went, no, we don't do this. The other thing is that in talking about it, and this is just because that's what I say. The simple answer is let them camp out more. But what they hear from hundreds of parents is, I didn't pay. This is my voice when people complain about. I ain't paying $30,000 a year and all that money for that apartment over there to watch them go sit out in the camp in tents and not be able to study for the test.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the parents. The kids, I think the kids kind of like it a little bit, don't they?
I vividly remember camping out for Florida State and had a great time. It was one of my fondest memories in college.
So, yeah, camp out. Parents don't want it. My kid got pneumonia. Nobody wants your kid to get pneumonia. Texas said, most students care so much about going to the game, it's a small portion of the student body that make the problem look much worse than it is. That's David from Clemson. I don't know. You're only talking about like maybe 8,000 tickets for 18,000 students or something, right? Is that right?
For undergrad,
maybe 10,000.
Grad students get them as well.
Maybe 10,000. I have the solution.
You got it, huh?
Yep. And you tell me this isn't going to work, but I have the solution. What Auburn does, I think think Georgia might not do. I think Florida State does. I know Auburn does this way. First come, first serve on game day. Mr. Orr, 24. Let's say you got a 4 o'clock game. All right?
We've never had a 4 o'clock game.
3:38.
12 and 3:30 and 7.
7:30, 7:45, 8:50. Give me a time.
You have a noon game.
Noon game. Mm-hmm. Well, all right. Let's start up my argument first. Now I'll come to you. Because I'm gonna see this is one right here. How about this dude? Pay all the tuition money. You're a student, you get a seat. Well, you got 18,000 students. You can't give away 18,000. The stadium only holds 80,000. You can't do that. It's not how it works. Now, it's never worked that way. Never will work that way. All right. Let me start with mine, then we'll get to yours, okay? 3:30 game.
Okay.
At 12:30, we're going to open the student gates.
Okay.
And we're going to give you a ticket as you walk in. And the first 8,000 get in. At an hour before the game, we're going to close it off. If you're not in there as a student, you're not getting in. And whatever student tickets we have left over, we're going to sell to the general public for $20. Whatever price you're going to set it at. You're telling me that I'm going to touch on noon in a minute. You're telling me at 3:30, they won't get up for 1:30 and come over there.
Or at
12:30.
Let me be clear about this. You're in college at that point. You're having a great time. It's the fall semester. It's the best semester on campus. It's a Friday night. Boys go, hey, let's see what downtown has to offer. We're going, absolutely. Let's go tear it up downtown tonight. You're out 2 in the morning.
All right. There you go. You're prioritized.
Hey, you're out 2 in the morning. You're having a great time. You know, it's a lot of fun. You get back home at 2:30, 3 by the time you're in bed.
Yeah. Prioritize.
I mean, you're up, and you are nurse one, right? You got in one last night. You got the shades on in the house.
Boot and rally.
You got the old lid on. You can barely move. People are talking, and it's just too dang loud. You want these kids to show up early to this game, earlier than they wanted to originally, to sit there in line to grab a ticket, to go back home, to try to nurse this hangover a little bit more? No chance.
So, and what we're talking about are 7 Saturdays a year, right? Mm-hmm. The other 45 Saturdays, go get snockered, man. Peter Pants and forget your name. You got 47 or 45 Friday nights. Hey, you know what, dude? Go do it on Thursday night.
You and I both
Tuesday
know.
Tuesday night, Wednesday night. Go get hammered, man, where you can't even. You're blinded, drunk, stinking drunk, throwing up in the streets. I don't care.
Yep. You and I both know a Friday before football game, a home football game, is just a little bit different in town. Everybody's
you and
here.
I also know this. Mm-hmm. Saturday game days are a little bit different than the other Saturdays.
Of course they are. And you're still going to go, but you've claimed your ticket. You got your ticket earlier in the week. There's no need for me to go earlier to the game than I have to. If you're going to do that, then we're going to run into more problems because you're going to be there longer. You're going to be drinking longer, more rowdy problems, people getting arrested. And then people like you are going to come on the air the next morning. Oh, these students, I can't stop getting arrested over there. It's ridiculous. Cut them off, sell them to other people.
Well, they're in the stadium. They can't be drinking.
It's a lose-lose. Of course they can. You don't think there's any drinking going on the Hill?
Yeah, but less drinking than if they had access to it right at the
top. I've seen all kinds of crap on the Hill.
How about this? Make your students stand in line hour before the game. Takes away from the tailgate experience and their families. Okay.
It does that, tailgate too. Afters.
Tailgate. I mean, it works at Auburn. It works at Auburn.
Hey.
That's all I'm telling you.
We ain't Auburn, baby.
I don't know the
we
answer.
We got a lake.
Here's what I'm telling the answer is. Let's just, y'all tell us what time you want to get there and how you want to do it, and that's what we'll do. That's what it did last year. You tell us what you want to do.
Me, I was fine with the old system. I was good with it. I was good with going to camp for your tickets. You got them. We were good to go from there.
But you know they were given that option.
Yeah, because student government's a joke on campus. It's an absolute abomination.
So what do you tell a parent? And they get lit up with phone calls. It was raining on Monday night, and my kid had an exam on Tuesday morning, and I find out they're out there camping out.
It's college. I don't know what you want me to tell you.
I don't know.
These are kids. They can make the decision to camp out and still study.
Here's what
they have a tent,
you.
Or they cannot go to the game. I mean, this is what are we doing? Why are we hovering as parents for college kids?
I don't know that. Here's what I'm telling you. I'm not smart enough to know this anymore.
I went to college 700 miles away. They're not hovering over me because I was doing whatever, this, that, or the other. I graduated, got out. We're good.
Here's what I'm telling you. I don't know the answers. For every answer out there, somebody's going to tell me I'm wrong about something. So you know what? Y'all figure it out. I'm done with it. Y'all figure it out.
Hey, I'm done.
All I'm knowing is I'm going. Hey. And if you don't want to go, don't go. I don't care. Don't go.
I'm done.
I'm going.
I'm done.
I'm going to watch Trevor Lawrence sling it. Mm-hmm. Oh, but I have to go out on a Friday night and get hammered. I've got to do more shots.
Yeah, you were probably so much fun to hang out with in college.
No, what? I was terrible. I'm not fun now. How about this, though, Zach?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we can guarantee you a seat for just $200. We're gonna give you a student ticket for $200 and guarantee the seat. I can't do that. We'll take 42 gas line bombers, and I'll buy this round. Y'all want some Irish car bombs and some? You got your bar built into the night's $200.
No, it's not.
Buying shots for the whole bar.
No, it's not. You've been out of college for 30-plus years. You clearly don't remember what it was like.
I buy from my friends. See how this works?
Yeah, because you can afford the lifestyle now. Then you're slamming a Four Loko before you go downtown and then hoping someone you can bum a shot or two off of somebody else and afford the three PBRs that you can at Tiger Town. And then you can get home, grab a drunk slice of dollar pizza at Todaro's and call it a night. That's what you're trying to do.
Just prioritize. What's more important to you?
Making memories with friends?
I don't care. I'm saying football games. I got the rest of my life to tailgate.
Why? Seven while you're a student? Dude. No.
7 Saturdays.
While you're a student? No, you don't.
Texas student government's run by a bunch of mommies and daddies money that they think they can be president. They don't need know the difference in an apple and a football. I don't know. Agreed. I don't know all this stuff, man. I don't know all this stuff.
They don't represent the student body.
Here's what I'm telling you. I don't know the answer to it. Y'all figure it out. Let me know. I tell you what, don't even let me know. Just, I'll go. The choice I make, I'll go. If you don't want to go, go, go. I don't care.
You're going to sit there. You're going to pay your dues to IPTA. You're going to get your seating tickets. You're going to be there anyway.
Yeah, I'm going. If y'all want to go, fine. Don't fine. Whatever. Knock yourself out. Don't care. Trevor Lawrence is throwing the football. Don't care. I do care about this, speaking of Trevor Lawrence. And I've saved this one for you. Can we never talk about student attendance ever again in the history of the... Because I did... I mean, you don't know how to Zach. You know how many shows I did.
We've done a couple of them.
I've done 50 student... How come not showing up to basketball games? Do they realize that we're 18-4? No, man, I tried.
Do they get it?
I've tried all that, man. I tried... Look, let's do pregame concerts. I did a thing. I sat down with Oliver Purnell and Shaka Smart and his staff. And I was like, let's do concerts on the lawn at Little John and get the students out for these concerts. I said, let's bring back the former football players. Let's bring back the Terry Canards and Jeff Davis and Steve Fullers and Dwight Clarkson having to sign autographs and pictures. And I tried everything I can for attendance.
They didn't want to do that?
No. Well, the basketball wanted to. I said, let's have carnivals and let's have... You couldn't do dunking boosts, but like those little jumper things where you blow up and the kids slide down it.
What do you mean you can't do dunking boosts?
Too cold for dunking boosts. That's one thing I was told. Well, December, I tried it. Here's what I told. We're told by folks around town.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, December, everybody's Christmas shopping. We have Christmas parties to go to. And you got to remember in January, the weather stuff. I get every excuse in the world, man. I don't care. I'm going to game. You don't go, don't go. I'm going. But I've tried, man. I did this one time, Zach. I said, why don't we have a Friday night deal? Downtown Clemson, and we'll have a pep rally. We'll get the football coach out there, the captain out there, cheerleading band, and just do close off downtown Clemson. It's closed off now anyway. Close it off. Make everybody come off the bars. Have the street rally from 10 to 11. 11, everybody goes back in. Shut it down,
huh?
I've tried, man. I've come to the conclusion. All I control is me. I'm going. You want to go? Fine. You don't? Fine. I don't care. Watch on TV, listen to the game, tape it, YouTube it, Netflix it. I don't know. What are the rest of the things you guys got now? Pinterest it? I don't know. I'm just going to the game. I can only watch it on MySpace. I don't care. Show up, don't show up. Free tickets, charge student tickets. I don't care. What do they cost? Don't care what tickets cost. Don't care what it is. I don't care about park. I don't care about any stuff. I'm just going to the game. Y'all do what you're going to do.
I don't care.
It's up to you.
They don't care. I care where I park.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Well, is that going to be the determining factor?
If I can't throw a football and hit the stadium, I've parked
That's
too
right.
far away.
That's right. You're too good.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't really throw a ball that well.
I got a noodle for an arm over here.
You're like you said with me and Joe Cassie. Too good for you. I'm shocked that it's that big of a deal where you park. And you know what it is more than anything else?
What?
Status.
It's convenience.
Deal. Yeah, but man, you know, you come by our tailgate. Look, what lot are you in this year?
Oh, there's a lot of that, right? Man,
yeah.
Oh, check this out.
But you know what this is?
Got a satellite dish.
First world problems. These are top five problems. Right now, somebody's worried about who your starting offensive line is going to be.
Yeah.
And what, now we're worried about where we're going to park.
My favorite thing in the world is parking in that spot with everybody around us. They got the tents up. They got the huge grills out, the satellite dish, the big flat Status. Screens up. Yeah. And we pull up through the tailgate. Now we got a cooler on the back of it. And we're just sitting on the tailgate. Yeah. It's the worst.
But, man, I will tell you this. I have to watch games. Sorry. Other games are on. I need to know what's going on.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, and I'll go on your tailgate and stick my nose over there and watch your TV. I'm sorry, I got to watch.
Oh, no, we'll sit there and just enjoy the afternoon, the company, of the people.
Nah, I can do that anytime. I care about the games and scores of other games.
You can still find that out. You have a beautiful, beautiful cellular device in your hand.
Doesn't work.
You can just...
Doesn't work. All right, I have to take a break, but when we come back, I am fascinated that the Heisman Trophy odds, and I'm fascinated, as Josh Williams tells me, that despite not taking a snap yet, people are betting on Trevor Lawrence to win the Heisman Trophy.
Well, Phil Steele's naming him as a starter.
That's crazy. Crazy to think about. My friends at Katichi want you to come this Sunday night. They've got a great deal. Andrew Duhon is going to be there. He is a Grammy-nominated artist. It is a fantastic evening. I was talking to Kelly and Greg the other day at Katichi, and this guy, they've had him there before. They're bringing him back, and the membership loves him. It's New Orleans style. He's a New Orleans native, and it's at their grand ballroom. That's this Sunday. Now, the members get in for $40. Non-members are about $55, but you got a cocktail hour that's going on. You've got they'll have the concert going on out there with the hors d'oeuvres, the heavy hors d'oeuvres out in the veranda and all this kind of stuff. It's going to be a beautiful setting with great music. A Grammy-nominated artist is Andrew Duhon. Get in touch with him for tickets at 706-376-8956, 706-376-8956. You're going to love it. So call those folks today. Go to katichi.com, C-A-T-E-E-C-H-E-E.com. All the golf stuff there. Shannon sent me a text the other day. Got all the Kent wool socks in now. Got all those putters over there now. All the Scotty Camerons. Got everything. It's love.
You need a Scotty Cameron.
Got one.
Ooh.
Love it. Love it. Get in touch with the great friends at Katichi, C-A-T-E-E-C-H-E-E.com. You need to take Kristen over there Sunday night. You'll love it. Short break. We'll come back. Heisman Trophy odds when you return after this.
Save money, save energy, and save the planet by riding the Cat Bus. Because Cat Bus is fare-free, and because gas prices are rising again, you save money. Because Cat Bus enables all of us to drive less, we're saving energy. And because Cat Bus enables us to collectively conserve natural resources and reduce CO2 emissions, we're helping save the planet. Download the Cat Bus app today and find out more at catbus.com. Save money, save energy, and save the planet by riding the Cat Bus.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Hendrick Honda Easley has brand new and pre-owned certified Hondas with great Honda financing available. Being the only Hendrick dealer in the upstate gives them great leverage over all other competition, and this means the best finance opportunities on new and pre-owned certified Hondas. Experience a world-class service of Hendrick Honda Easley in person at 4609 Callum Memorial Highway Easley or online at HendrickHondaSC.com. Again, that's HendrickHondaSC.com.
Dabo knows the gridiron. Brad knows the hardwood. Monty knows the diamond. And the clever people know real estate. Serving the upstate as the top team of your local Berkshire Hathaway C. Dan Joyner office. The clever people have a proven track record of selling homes faster and for more money than their competitors. Built on a philosophy of putting people over profit, the clever people know how to protect you and your investment. Call 864-940-3777 to put them to the test. Go Tigers!
Get your patio, pool, or porch ready for 4th of July entertaining with new outdoor furniture during the Craft Stove Store and Patio 4th of July sale. We have a huge selection now in stock and ready for immediate delivery, and all at special 4th of July sale prices. Shop and save today for America's best outdoor furniture, and be ready for the 4th of July entertaining at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Tired of your outdoor power equipment breaking down? You thought you'd save money at a big box store, only to find out that what you bought didn't last. They don't offer maintenance and repairs in-house. They don't have the parts you need, and they don't have your local Husqvarna dealer's expertise. Easley Lawn and Garden is your source for the complete line of Husqvarna riders, mowers, chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, and more. For commercial or residential equipment, they're experts who will save you money. Husqvarna has been around since 1689. That is longevity you can trust. Like Easley Lawn and Garden. Invest in Husqvarna equipment from Easley Lawn and Garden. Husqvarna offers many options, so whether you're a homeowner or a commercial lawn company, Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years, veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online at easleylawn.com.
Looking for a pre-owned vehicle to help prepare you for the future? All Honda-certified pre-owned vehicles are thoroughly inspected by a Honda-trained technician and backed by an outstanding Honda Limited warranty for up to 7 years or 100,000 miles from the original in-service date. You could say we pre-screen each one, you know, as a precaution. Visit HondaCertified.com and search for local inventory.
See your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
I don't think you know who I am.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Is a company that we went with for our security, and I got to tell you, it's a good decision that we made. You can make the same decision. It's Priority One Security, local, one of the top 25 security integrators in the country in 18 different states. It's a local company that's doing really, really well, and they're doing well because of people and because of products and because of technology. I love this idea. It's PriorityOneSecurity.com, the number one, PriorityOneSecurity.com, and for industrial, for commercial, for your family. Tell you, man, we live in a crazy world, Mr. War 24. And so, can you be too careful with your family? Get in touch with the good folks there at PriorityOneSecurity.com. Back to sports here after a 30-second little deal. I've got these pants on, right? These shorts on, right? And in one of my side pockets, I washed, I put some piece of paper down. I think it's a ticket to a game or something.
Okay.
And we washed these pants.
It's the last time you washed these pants.
I'll wash them twice a week. I've got three pair of these, and you know those pants I always wear every day. I've got three pair of those, so I just rotate them in.
Okay.
They're the best pants ever. Anyway, little side pocket over here. And for 2 days, I pulled out 2.2 million pieces of paper. You know that wadded up paper that gets down in there when you wash something in your pockets?
Mm-hmm.
And it won't stop. Like, it's never ending. I'm pretty sure it will never end. Look at this. See that?
That's gross.
It's disgusting.
Great. Throw it on the ground like you do everything else in there.
No. I got it right here. I'm taking them all out.
You little snot rockets.
No, that's not true. That's not true. again, in summary, and Ben and I talked about it during the break, y'all figured out your own ticket stuff. I'm not smart enough or patient enough to do it anymore.
Well, all right.
Okay. Because here's why, Zach. For every time I bring up a solution, 10 people will text in and say, well, that doesn't work because of this. All right, well, don't worry. Y'all figured out. I've given you everything I can figure out. It's not, by the way, it's not going to work for everybody.
So rather than just quit on it, maybe this teaches us a lesson that it is a complicated problem. It maybe gives you a little bit more respect for what Radakovich is having to go through right now.
I said that 100 times.
You know?
No doubt about it, man. What those guys do over there every day and figure out, that they're smarter than me. It's why they make more than me. It's why they're more valuable than me. They're a little more less replaceable than I am.
I'm telling you, I maintain this stance. Get the three of us in a room. Bottle of spirits. We'll knock this thing out in a couple hours.
What's your solution? You tell me.
I think you go back to the camping. I'm fine with the camping. I think it worked. There wasn't the huge glaring weaknesses of the hill, if you will. Make a general admission still. Where
you
kids
didn't camp
can come
out
down.
Every game, though.
No, because you didn't have to. The bigger games, you had to.
Okay.
So if it was, you know, a Wofford, or if it was even a Boston College or something like that, you could still just go down in the morning, grab your ticket, and get out of there and go back to class. Mm. Make the hill general admission. That helps fill it up. Kids want to come back, and our kids want to go to the games, have their parents bring them down. Alumni want to come back, sit on the hill for a little while, just to be back where they were, where it all started.
Yeah.
You have to.
Y'all figured out.
Yeah, you're done with it. It's
yeah,
over.
I'll check it out.
All right.
I'm disinterested now.
You enjoy straddling the 50-yard line over there.
No, I did
we'll
tell you this.
Here.
On a serious note, I love the fact that the Board of Trustees thinks this is important because it means they're paying attention to every little aspect of football, and I like that.
Which wasn't always the case here at Clemson.
No. No. They care about it. I like that.
Well, good.
All right. Our friend J-Dub, Josh Williams, sends me this text this morning. And now these are Heisman odds for...
We need to talk about David Scar still. Don't forget that.
Yep. Heisman odds in Las Vegas right now.
Viva Las Vegas.
For current odds. Bryce Love of Stanford, 6-1.
Boo.
Jonathan Taylor, Wisconsin, 7-1.
Boo.
At 10-1 is Tua.
Boo.
At 14-1 is Jake Fromm and Justin... Herbert or Hebert?
Boo.
From Oregon. I watch Oregon football for that. And Khalil Tate for Arizona.
Boo.
15-1, Trace McSorley, your guy.
I hate that guy so much.
18-1, Damian Harris of Alabama.
Boo.
At 20-1, I've got DeAndre Swift at Georgia.
Boo.
Jared Stidham of Auburn.
Boo. He's not a Heisman contender.
J.K. Dobbins. I've got Kelly Bryant. Kelly Bryant from 20-1, 25-1. I've got Kyler Murray of Oklahoma.
Okay.
Shea Patterson of Michigan, your guy.
Mm-hmm.
Will Greer of West Virginia.
Sleeper,
Cam Akers of Florida.
Dark horse right there.
Yeah. Cam Akers, Florida State's 30-1. DeAndre Francois, 30-1.
I've never been less impressed with a first year running back than Cam Akers. The amount that you built him up, I was terrified of Cam Akers. Now? I'll forget his name within a couple months.
Right now you go,
eh.
You're done with him.
I'm done with him.
Like me and tickets, you're done with him.
Hey, it don't matter to me.
I mean, can you at least see, let me give you why you should care about him a little bit.
I won't do it, but go ahead.
He had 930 yards last year and 7 touchdowns.
Hey, I've made up my mind already.
I mean, ETN had 744. This guy had 930.
Hey, what do you have against Clemson?
Against Clemson last year, 12 carries, 40 yards. Against Syracuse, 22 carries, 199 yards.
Okay.
Against Miami, 20 carries, 121.
Mm-hmm. Miami, the team we stomped on up in Charlotte.
Against Duke, 15 for 115.
Oh, yeah, Duke, David Cutcliffe. They're coming. That's 5 years, 6 years, they're coming. What I'm saying is I don't respect Cam Akers okay. as a threat.
Okay. So anyway, that's where all this. Now, I will tell you this, and just continue to look at it. After 30-1, Rodney Anderson running back Oklahoma is 30-1 with Francois and Cam Akers.
Mm-hmm. Frenchie.
The next one you have is 60-1. And at 60-1, you got Nick Fitzgerald, Mississippi State, but it says Ole Miss. Travis Etienne Etienne's 80-1. Only people at 60-1, Nick Fitzgerald, Mississippi State. And Trevor Lawrence at Clemson.
Whoa!
Now, ETN is 80-1. Dexter Lawrence is on here at 100-1. Jake Bentley is 100-1. How about Trevor Lawrence at 60-1, Jake Bentley 100-1?
How about a
Well, Lawrence is older, so.
Yep. Yep.
How about what now?
Did you say Dexter Lawrence?
Yeah, it had Dexter Lawrence 100-1.
So a defensive tackle has the same Heisman odds as South Carolina's starting quarterback.
Yeah. But Josh's point, and it said this best, and oh, by the way, he went from, no, it's 60-1. I know what he was before him. But the odds on the 8th of this month was 60-1, and now it's 60-1. And Josh makes a good point. It's crazy that people are betting on him, and he hasn't taken a snap. But so people are betting on him to win the Heisman.
He might not even take the first. He probably won't take the first snap against Furman.
No, he will not take the first snap against Furman. As long as Kelly Bryant's healthy, Kelly Bryant will take the very first snap against Furman. Yes.
Kelly Bryant will throw out the first pitch.
Yeah.
And we'll get underway.
No, not the first pitch. Well, it might be a first pitch, like a little side out over there.
Yeah.
We'll
get the season underway.
It's almost, though, a little bit like college basketball.
Hey, know? Don't bounce it, Kelly. They'll boo you.
George W. George.
One of my favorite stories.
No, that was just Walker, George W. Bush.
Yeah, it was George W.
Yeah. Boy, he threw a strike, too, with a bulletproof vest on.
Right in the face of just
with
American, terrorists
with
everywhere.
A bald eagle flying around the stadium and a tattered flag back there and guys on snipers on top of the roof
now,
looking after him.
Now, the story is he threw with the vest on.
Right.
But there's also the alternate story out there that he said, this is New York City. We got everybody here. I'm not wearing the damn vest. And he walked out with it.
Really?
That's circulated a long time up there.
Really?
I don't know how much truth is to it, but there is that story.
I don't know. But I know this. You remember how bad it was a bad, bad deal, man. We were worried, right?
I was in the area at that time. I watched that game.
Yeah. And the old boy threw him a strike.
Oh,
made me feel good.
Just right in the face of tyranny.
Not from the front of the mound either.
No, top of the mound.
Top of the mound.
You got to throw it from the top of the mound.
Yeah.
And if you bounce it.
They'll boo you.
They'll boo you.
Good for you, Jeet. You miss Jeter?
Yeah, Jeets.
I don't miss Jeter.
Oh, I miss him.
I don't.
Love Derek Jeter.
I might even really tick you off right here. Slightly overrated. Slightly. Not, but slightly. Anyway. He took the headphones like done. He walked out of that studio. Come back in, man. Come back in the studio. A little bit overrated. I mean, slightly. Slightly. Look what Didi's done. Didi's done almost as much. Sir Didi. Slightly overrated.
Right? You keep saying this, and
first
then we go.
Hall of Famer.
You keep saying this, and then we go and look at Didi's stats and his numbers, and it turns out, well, Derek Jeter's actually pretty good.
Jeter is good.
And Jeter, it wasn't really that good. Impressive what Didi's doing. He's been good, but he hasn't been Derek Jeter good.
All right, let me finish up on this high school.
Best shortstop of all time, good.
No, listen. Let me finish up on this Trevor Lawrence stuff, Heisman stuff.
He's winning the Heisman, is what you're telling me?
At some point in time in his career, maybe.
His freshman
the Heisman's
season.
Hard because you could be the best player at any point in time and not win it. We've seen that,
listen,
right?
Listen, I'm all about the trophy at the end of the year, right? The big boy.
I don't care about the Heisman trophy.
I'm all about the trophy at the end of the year. I want the team trophy.
Right. You can keep your Heisman. I don't care about Heismans. That's an individual award.
I'd like a Heisman.
Eh, so what? You get it once.
I'd like to say, you know what? Yeah, Clemson's got a Heisman winner. They should have two Heisman winners.
We've already noticed that the best player in the country doesn't win it. So
not my Heisman.
If you can't. If you voted for Lamar Jackson, I'm not going to serve you in my restaurant.
Not my Heisman.
I'm going to boo you and get all over you.
I'm really upset with you right now.
Why? Why?
Like, oh, my God.
I'm only saying slightly.
Mr. October. Mr. November, actually.
That's November, not October.
He could be October. Forget Reggie Jackson. Get Reggie Jackson out of my face.
Well, come on.
Get Reggie out of my face.
Yeah. Do you know I fell asleep before the third home run?
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate to see that.
That woke me up. I was 10 years old, man. I was kind of go to bed. Had school the next day.
Whew. Okay.
Fell asleep before the third home run. My dad woke me up the next morning and told me. Anyway.
I wanted to fall asleep before Craig Counsell hit that home run against us in the World Series.
Base hitting a home run, just a little slapper.
No, he hit a home run in that series, didn't he?
I don't know. I know that the infield was drawn in and
yes, but I'm pretty sure he went long to left field at some point.
That was the beginning of the end right there. The D-backs beat us. The Marlins, all that crap. Anyway, Are you surprised that we're seeing a guy who's never taken a snap? This is, again, it's like college basketball where you got to watch the McDonald's All-American game. Now, hey, look, last year's national championship game, Tua was throwing to a true freshman to a true freshman.
Yep.
And then Georgia's got a true freshman. They're starting quarterback.
Yep.
So.
He's going to play, dude. We know this.
But are you surprised that he is a 60-1 Heisman guy now?
He's not a favorite.
That there's, you know, in all of college football right now, as far as Las Vegas is concerned, in all of college football right now, there are, I'm going to count the guys on here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. There's only 21 guys with better odds than Trevor Lawrence.
So listen, we're just off of horse race season here, off of this. He's not the morning line favorite,
right?
But he's got good value in the money there, right?
He's risen faster than anybody.
That's what I'm saying. So get him while you can. Get in low, and sell real high.
I'm thinking about putting some on there.
No, you're not. You're not a betting man.
It's hard. The Heisman is the hardest thing to predict because, again, the best player doesn't always win it. And the best player in September, October, November, whatever, doesn't always win it.
Don't bring up the best player in September, October, that nonsense again.
But that's basically what it is.
Not my Heisman.
Yeah. But you're not, obviously you're not, that doesn't shock you, the 60-1.
No.
He's the 22nd rated player as far as Las Vegas is
concerned. I listen to everything up to 30-1.
And after that you gave up?
And then I'd be like, well, he needs to be named starter first. He needs to take a snap first.
Yeah, I agree with that. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We're going to wrap things up in the final segment of the show. My friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists want to do your garage floor for you. The thing that I can tell you is that when it comes to the advantages of slip resistant, stain resistant, that, you know, safety features, there's no concrete dust. So like when you're sweeping up, you take the broom out and you're sweeping up, you don't sweep up like the concrete dust, you know, stuff that comes up, Zach, you've seen that before. And that's terrible for your lungs and all this kind of stuff. That's not good. There's no oil stains. There's no automotive fluid. You know, you got to, if your concrete floor, you got out there and you got the, you know, your transmission fluid might be, or your coolant. And some things leak out sometimes. You don't get any of that. If you do have that leak, I'm not saying your car didn't leak. I'm saying when your car leaks, you wipe it up and it's gone. So the solid base epoxy based floor is the best. It's our friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists. Call them today. Set up the appointment today. No obligation phone call. They'll come by. They'll just give you an estimate of what it could be. It won't take 15 minutes. 404-8158. They'll measure and give that to you. 404-8158. We'll take a break. Come back. Finish things up. Final segment right after this.
Have you been in the market for a new mattress but have been waiting for the right time to buy? Well, stop waiting, because at Seneca Mattress Outlet, now is that time. Mattresses start as low as $196 with a free box spring, or treat yourself and upgrade to an adjustable base. For a limited time only, with your purchase of any mattress, adjustable bases are 50% off of our already low prices. Now is the time, so don't miss out. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
With summertime comes summertime weddings. Grooms, don't let the day get away from you without a touch-up for the big day. Right now, Roosters is offering a groomsmen party package for grooms with a party of three or more. Grooms get a free haircut and close shave, and the father of the groom gets half off. What a deal. What is a better time to look and feel your best than your big day? Give your future bride a great view walking down the aisle. Call Roosters for your appointment today at 884-8920.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Callum Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
You've dreamed of designing your one-of-a-kind pool. Now you can at Aqua Pool Care in Anderson. Right before your eyes, beautiful cascading waterfalls, elegant spillover spas, and unique water fountains come to life with their 3D virtual computer system. And when it's complete, let Aqua Pool Care maintain your pool so you can enjoy your masterpiece. Unlimited pool possibilities with Aqua Pool Care. Call them at 508-1885 or online at aquapoolcarellc.com and make your dreams come true.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear, featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno hammocks, Kavu rope bags, mountain khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
CMH Services is South Carolina's source for new Crown and Unicarriers forklifts, used forklifts, and forklift parts, service, and rentals. CMH offers a complete line of material handling solutions for every application. CMH is dedicated to providing their customers the equipment, knowledge, and support they need to make every operation a total success. Locally owned since 1968. Call 800-922-9569 to find out more or go online cmhservices.net. That's cmhservices.net.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Did you wake up with?
Ah! It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
On WCCP.
105.5 The Roar.
Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. They're getting ready for a very busy week next week. 4th of July week is big. They've got fireworks. It's a big thing for them, summertime fireworks. But I know a lot of you are headed down and headed down to Hilton Head. Hope you're staying at Palmetto Dunes. If not, still play the golf courses there. You know, you don't have to stay at Palmetto Dunes to play at Palmetto Dunes. If you've got friends that have a house somewhere else, you're staying somewhere else, I understand. It's easier to stay there and do everything you can with the Hills Fazio and Jones courses. I had lunch with a man the other day who's talking about how they go down, and we were talking about different greens and different styles. He hadn't played the Hills course yet. I told him it was fantastic. But the misconception is, you know, you have to stay there. You don't still stay there. Play there. Do the food there. Do your shopping there. So many great things going on this time of year. For the 4th, think about it. Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. We had a bunch of local players make the cut down up at the Travelers this past weekend. You know, Bubba Watson won at 17 under par. Kyle Stanley finished 10 under, tied for 15th. Richie Wierenski, 8 under, 26th. Sam Saunders, Wesley Bryant, Scott Brown, all 3 under par, tied for 47th. Kyle Thompson, 1 over par, tied for 69th. Bill Haas, William McGirt, Ben Martin, and Jonathan Bird did not make the cut, but this week, they're at the Quicken Loans up in our nation's capital, and more local players will be involved there. That's our Palmetto Golf Report. Again, for the 4th, if you hadn't made plans, do that. Go to Palmetto Dunes at beautifulpalmettodunes.com, the oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Final segment here, Zach. I want to touch on the David Scarra stuff, if we could. There was a report, Larry Williams reported out over the weekend, that what we thought was he was going back to Europe and play professional basketball. That made no sense to me, and maybe he was listening because there's a thought now that he might come back to Clemson. And what would that mean with Reed coming back, with Shelton Mitchell coming back, with Elijah Thomas coming back, Amir Sims, with A.J. Oliver and Clyde Trapp and Malik Williams and these freshmen that are coming in. What Scar does is gives you the toughness, the grit, the down and dirty minutes. It's not the offense. Last year, in an average of about 19 minutes a game, he only averaged 3.3 points a game, 2.8 rebounds a game, 0.4 assists per game. It's just, he's not going to, and he only shot 42% from the field. Here's what's surprising. He's only a 58% free throw shooter. He only shot 22% from three. So you're not getting, really you're getting very pedestrian numbers offensively. But in having to guard a guy, and then the versatility that you get in guarding a guy, because he can guard a four, a three, and a two. If it's a you know, not a quickest two in the world, but at 6'8", he's a down and dirty, gritty, shut you down kind of guy. And depending on, you know, what you're doing and who you got in the game, if your better score is a two, three, or four, maybe, you know, depending on, he can't guard all fours and he can't guard all threes or all twos, but he gives you a lot of versatility on the defensive end. And some experience now. The guy's been through it all, through it, Valpo and here at Clemson. So I think he probably, offensively, having to miss those early games probably, you know, hurt him a little bit. Remember that he didn't play until the Florida game last year. So he missed the first several games last year. But this is one, if you look at the stats, you're saying, well, you get a guy who averaged 3 points a game coming back, not a big deal. Well, it's a little bigger deal than that because of the grit and the grind and the get down and get it done kind of guy.
And he's going to be allowed to come back?
Yes.
I thought once you, even if it wasn't for the NBA draft, once you declared, you would be done.
I think you have to sign with an agent and actually make money.
Okay.
Now, what I don't know is, was he in school? Did he already graduate? Because you got to pass so many hours beforehand in a semester or two beforehand before you do all that. But I don't know where he was.
Is there a spot for him, scholarship-wise?
Yes. They had a guy in that was a transfer from Maryland that they, if he comes back, they wouldn't take anyway. So it sounds like Scar's coming back. That's what it sounds like to me. We'll find out here, I guess, pretty soon. Twitter at Mickey Pollard, at Mr. Orr24. Skip Wright said about my pillows. Go online, buy a 4-pack, get king size. You know, get two or four for the price of two. You can do that. I can see it. MJ or Big Sexy Tiger says the pass interference rule in college football changed over 30 years ago. Spot penalty 15 yards. The college game is faster and the players are more athletic. The NCAA needs to consider changing the rule back to a spot foul.
The college game is faster than the NFL?
No, the game's faster now than it used to be.
Oh, okay.
So it needs to go down to a spot foul.
I'm okay with that.
Carolina Jackpot sent me a video. He goes, a Carolina fan breaks down Clemson's schedule game by game and gives an objective preview. What do you think? I would watch a Carolina Jackpot, but it's 43 minutes, man. I'll be honest with you. Tell me what you did. Tell me what you picked.
Just go to the end. See what they picked.
Yeah, I might do that. Might fast forward. And then finally, my friend Kevin sent this in. And I know you saw it. Of the foosball with all the soccer players down.
Yes, that was funny.
Here's what I don't get about soccer players faking injuries. I understand why they do it.
Okay.
You do it to draw a card. Now, you might do it to advance because in this England and who?
Belgium.
Belgium, they might advance on who had more fair play, less cards, less red cards, yellow cards, all this kind of stuff. So I get that part of it. You want to get the guy out of the game, you want a free kick, you want a foul, I get it, you fake it. What I don't get is, and I know like it takes time for the official to kind of stop the game, come over. He's considering, he's contemplating, he's looked down at you, and boy, you're selling it, man.
Mm-hmm.
You are selling it. But what I don't understand is that why there's not more public kickback on a guy that obviously, I watched one the other day where the guy came, Zach, he didn't come within a foot of his face with a header, and the guy fell on the ground faking. Like the guy headed him in the head. And so why is there not more kickback on, man, I can't believe you would do that. You're a faker. And like you're more embarrassment of, you know what? I'm a liar, man. I'm a cheater. I'm trying to cheat. I faked it. I act like a little baby lying on the ground and I didn't get touched.
You can. yes, it's part of the game in a sense where you're trying to draw a penalty, trying to draw a kick, a free kick, card, whatever it is. If you're doing it too often, if you are doing it with too much showmanship, if you will, just like the case you were just mentioning, the referee, up to his or her discretion, can card you for that.
Okay.
It can hurt you in the long run.
Here's what I would suggest, and I think you're going to agree with me on this, but you know, sometimes Mandy shocked me. I don't know. You know how you love how hockey polices themselves?
Yeah.
Can I make a play for the soccer guys to police themselves and this guy, hey, man, we're going to take care of this guy. You know, you can't do this anymore.
No, you can't, because you are so vehemently outspoken against hockey policing themselves. I will not allow you to do that with
other sports. I don't mind you doing a little bit of it. I don't want to fight every single stuff there. But there's some ways to police it besides just dropping the gloves, right?
Sure, absolutely.
It's now also too. There's different parts of the world that do it worse, I'm told.
Different countries are a little bit worse than others. Absolutely.
Who is on the bad end of the scale?
Who's on the bad end of the scale?
Yeah, Latins or Europeans or.
Well, I mean, specifically, Brazil's terrible with it.
They are.
Neymar will flop like a fish.
How can you look yourself in the mirror knowing that you're a flopper?
The European sides, France is bad with it. Germany, nothing fazes them. I don't see them doing a lot of it. Belgium's good with that. Anything in the mid, you know, Central or Eastern Europe, those guys are usually pretty tough and on their feet most of the time.
Yeah. Is it a matter of being... I don't think it's a toughness issue. I think it's just that... I understand, man, you're trying to get, you know, the penalty.
Mm-hmm.
They aren't soft because they flop like that. I think it's a culture.
It's a dramatic thing.
Well, it's just a culture, man. And like you just go on and on and oh.
You know, it's part of the game. It really is.
It's a bad part of the game.
I don't think it is.
Really?
No.
You don't think that's embarrassing?
No. It's embarrassing for people that don't watch the game, you know.
So
routinely.
So that picture of the foosball guys, all the guys on the ground, that's not embarrassing.
It's Why is embarrassing. That embarrassing? It's a guy that took stuff off of his rails and laid it down on the ground there. I mean, it's funny. I get it. It's overdrawn.
But that's what people think of your sport.
It's overdone. All right, that's fine. What does it matter? It's the most popular sport in the world.
Well, you know why.
Why?
Third world countries.
Oh, okay.
And how inexpensive it is to play.
Oh, okay. So it's affordable for everybody to play.
And history. I mean, you know, it's been around for so stinking long. But,
it's a great sport. You can hate it if you want to. I really don't care at this point. All I know is at 10 o'clock today, I'm going to go home and enjoy a wonderful match. And I cannot wait to do it.
Which one?
I will not be watching the one that has... I will not be watching the Saudi Arabia one. I'll be watching Russia play and hopefully lose against Uruguay. Or Uruguay.
Yeah. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm in good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm in good hands with Allstate. I call him at 292-3001. I can email him Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. I can get in touch with him at BradHughesInsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my good friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forgive someone in sports every single day, my friend, that we do that. And I got a couple things here. Well, number one is I'll forgive the Yankees for getting swept, man. Cubs got swept as well. Cubs bullpen. Cubs got some big bullpen issues once again. But... Yankees still in first place. It's a long season. And they've won like 15 of the last 18 series, 15 of the last 17 series. So I'll forgive them for this one. Also, you see with the Dodgers, I'll forgive them for not scoring more than seven runs or seven homers. Seven solo home runs, ties a Major League Baseball mark yesterday. It'd be nice to have somebody on base doing all that. Ended up with seven solo home runs in the game. Boy, the game's turning into home runs now. Home runs, walks, strikeouts. Not a lot of doubles, not a lot of people on there, but that's interesting. Finally, I forgive the English for going crazy in that bar. That was a cool scene. It was one goal. You didn't know they're going to have six, you know? But that was a pretty cool scene, seeing the pub and the guys going crazy over that
one. It looked fantastic.
That was cool.
Wish you could have been a part of it.
Hey, can I mention one other quick one?
By all means.
I need ESPN to stop doing the body issue stuff.
You don't like that?
I do not like looking at that.
Why?
If I wanted to get a magazine seeing naked bodies, I'd go buy something besides ESPN. There's plenty of other chances out there to see naked people than ESPN. You know what I'm saying?
I guess. I know what you're saying. It's remarkable how fit these people are, how fit these athletes are.
They're great.
Top of the profession for a reason.
Yeah, some of that's been touched up by some.
Hey, didn't hate seeing how ripped Saquon Barkley is, though.
I didn't see it.
Oh, man.
I hadn't seen it.
Just absolute tree trunks for quads there.
Good for him, man. You like that guy now.
Well, I'm hoping so.
Skip the music. We're up against one. What do you have for me?
Did you see the Dodgers-Mets game last night?
I saw
the Dodgers tied the Major League Baseball mark with 7 solo home runs over the Mets last night, winning 8-7 in 11 innings. Cancel the Mets. It's over. It's done. Go ahead. Sell. Again, the Mets are dead before July. And the baseball
dead.
Dead.
My two and Joe Biden.